We have a few minutes together, and I'd like for you to turn to Romans chapter 12. Romans chapter 12, we're going to read verses 9 and 10 again. Let love be without dissimulation. Abhor that which is evil, cling to that which is good, be kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love, in honor preferring one another. I want to read this from J.B. Phillips' translation. Let us have no imitation Christian love. I like that. Let us have no imitation Christian love. Let us have a genuine break with evil and a real devotion to good. Let us have a real warm affection for one another as between brothers and a willingness to let other people have the honor. Father, we pray your blessings upon this simple challenge tonight, for we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Let love be without dissimulation. Let us not have imitation Christian love. I want to show you that two other times this same Greek phrase appears. If you'll look with me, please, over to 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 6. The Bible tells us there, by pureness, by knowledge, by long-suffering, by kindness, by the Holy Spirit, by love unfeigned. Same Greek phrase that we have over in Romans chapter 12 and verse 9 and 10. So that idea of love unfeigned, it's not hypocritical, it's not fake. And then over in 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 22, Peter uses the same Greek phrase. Seeing ye have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren. See that ye love one another with a pure heart fervently. So that emphasis is made here that we are to love without fraud. We're to love in a non-hypocritical way. And the word love is the word that comes from agapao or agape, which means to love God's love. That means that we exercise God's love toward others. Now, the point of our message has been that sanctified love is different than normal love. Right? It's different than normal love. It's not the same thing. When you got saved, and you were transformed by Jesus Christ, He gave you His love, and you experienced it in a personal way. You've never had that kind of love before until you came face to face with God. Do you understand that? Nothing your parents have ever had toward you comes close to God's love. It's not the same. You can get upset and angry for me saying that. That's all right, but it's true. A parent's love is not the same as God's love. It may be the deepest depths of phileo. And by the way, in verse 10 there, it indicates phileo love that we're to have as brothers and sisters in Christ. We're to have that kind of love, that emotional connection with each other. That's a good thing. But at the same time, the love of God is far above human love. It is a love that was ordained before the earth was ever created. Ephesians chapter 1 tells us. His love happened in eternity past, before Adam was created, before Eve was made from the rib of Adam. God loved us. He set His love on us. I dare say that none of us have ever had that kind of love that reaches down centuries and thousands of years. We have a hard enough time remembering somebody's birthday, right? Oh man, today's my anniversary. What am I going to do? Winn-Dixie. Okay? Florist. Go down there and sweet talk the ladies down. I need something really special. I need you to make it look like I really thought this thing out. Okay? And you go running up there with the price tag stuck on there. It's been there for a month while it's been in the refrigerator. And I showed my wife how much I loved her. You know? Valentine's Day is a reunion of all men in Milton at Winn-Dixie. You understand that? Okay? The card aisle is just about emptied. They're fighting over the remaining envelopes that are left to try to match it up with one because they found a card, but they don't have an envelope. All right? Boy, that's deep love, isn't it? Yeah. That's not the kind of love God has. Before mankind was ever created, He loved us. And He will eternally love us for all the endless ages of eternity. That's foreign to us. That's foreign to us. When we were growing up, we had a dog named Pebbles. Pebbles was a Spitz, almost pure blood. I say almost because there may be some doubt about that because I'm not sure. But we loved Pebbles, and Pebbles was the sweetest dog. My brother and I grew up, and Pebbles would come in at night. Pebbles would slip in there and lay down between my brother and I. All right, we had twin beds beside each other, and Pebbles was right there. And both of us would fall asleep with our hands petting Pebbles. All right? And my senior year of high school, Pebbles died. All right? We had it basically all through our childhood, growing up years, was Pebbles. Dog we loved and knew. And you know what? I still love Pebbles. Memory. Okay, because Pebbles is not here. Pebbles is took the deep six or the deep four or whatever you call it. All right? Just bones left now. Just have a memory of my dog. But I've had a lot of other animals since then. And we've all had them. We love them. We genuinely love our animals and so forth like that. But our love just does not measure to God's love. And if you think it does, then that indicates a real problem because you don't understand what love is. His love is sanctified. It's without iniquity. Sanctified means to be separate. It's set apart kind of love. As a matter of fact, agape love is only used of humans after that human has come to know God, has come to faith. Then we can share, we can be the channel of that agape love that comes from the Father, but it doesn't originate with us. Sanctified love is far different than normal love. How many of you have ever heard of ego love? Ego love is a new term that's come out in the last decade. And it means that you do not truly love the person, but love more what the person gives to you. All right? Ego love. The moment that that gift, the one that's given to you, is taken away, there is no more to be gained from that relationship if there is nothing to exchange. Ego love is not selfless because there are usually conditions attached or control or possession of it. All right? Ego love. That's what Hollywood is all about. You understand that? Ego love. What can I get out of this relationship? Why do people do prenuptials? It's all about what? What we can give to each other. All right? If it doesn't work out, I'm taking my baggage and I'm out of here. Okay? That's not love. I'm going to tell you something, kids. If somebody says, well, we need to do a prenuptial agreement, get out of that relationship as fast as you can. That's not real love. That's nonsense. Christians are not involved in that kind of stuff. Love is until death do us part. Do I hear an amen? And who's the model of that? God Almighty. He loved us before we were ever created. And He will love us for all eternity. Oh, His love is far different than the normal. It's not ego love. It's sanctified love. And I want to finish with this definition of what sanctified love is. It's authentic love in contrast to ego love. It is first selfless, not oriented by what I get, but rather what I can give. Authentic love involves a possession of God, which God's Son has secured through His blood, and the free flow of authentic love from the Father to the children by the Son's work done in their behalf. The Holy Spirit of God is the channel of the free flow of love to God's children. You see how the Trinity is all involved in that? The Father said, Son, go, make atonement for sin. And the Son loved those that God gave to Him. He went to the cross. He died for sin. And the Holy Spirit of God, and by the way, those three passages that we read about unfeigned love, and all three of them, the Holy Spirit is mentioned. All three of those passages, the Holy Spirit's mentioned. That tells me something. The channel of authentic, sanctified love is the Holy Spirit. You must possess the Spirit in order to love genuinely. That's what this world is missing. We're missing a personal indwelling of the Spirit of God. There are a lot of people that attend church. I heard the testimony, I guess it was yesterday, while I was reading an article about there were several people that had gone to a revival meeting at a different church. And this group of young people said, we've never heard this message before. And you know what the message was? That we're sinners. They were members of a large ecumenical church where they had been groomed for years. Now get that word groomed. Groomed for years that they're God's children. God's children. God's children. And they went to that revival meeting and they heard for the first time that they're lost sinners. Three or four of them came to know Jesus Christ. And within 1 week, that entire group had come to faith in Jesus Christ. They realized that they were going to a false church. They left that church. They went to the new church. They went to the pastor. This group of young people that have been transformed says, how can we be trained to go out and tell others about Jesus Christ? I mean, their whole lives were changed and transformed. That sounds kind of different, doesn't it, than the standard, what we're seeing today? This group of young people said, we want to be used of God. How can we help others? We've been going to church all of our lives. We've been groomed to think we're just children of God. And they lied to us. And now we know that we were sinners, but that God loved us and sent His Son to die for us. And that by repentance and faith in Jesus Christ, we can have our eternity secured in Him. How can we serve? The little newsletter that I read that from, the author of it, his name is John Gardner. He's with the Amazing Grace Mission. Said, I'm typing this out with tears flowing down my cheeks, thinking of the potential of these young people that were transformed by the Bible, because they had been lied to, and when the truth came in, the truth set them free. That's what the gospel will do. That's what we want for every child in Santa Rosa Christian School. That's what we want for everyone that's out at the Youth Athletic Club, here at Grace Bible Church, in our community of Milton. Not that they have some false profession by holding somebody's hand through a screen door and repeating a prayer. That's not what we're about. We are about the transformation of souls when they come face to face with God Almighty and sanctified love. When you know that God loves you and that He sent His Son to deal with your sin problem, that's something you're not familiar with in this world. We can have little examples here and there, but it's just something that's so different. It's not the normal. It's certainly not anything you'd ever see from Hollywood. It's not anything that you're going to see from the educational centers of this world. It's not genuine love. It's this fake, fraudulent type love that gives you everything you want. Whatever you want, you can have. That's fake. That's not real. May God help us. And we're going to develop this even further as we continue in our study. Because genuine love, sanctified love, hates things. Did you know that? When you read verse 9, wow, your eyes are opened. Hate that which is evil and love that which is good. Those things are so important to have to understand what sanctified love looks like. It doesn't look like anything in this world. May God help us to understand this truth. Father, we thank you for the time we've had together tonight. We pray that you would work in our hearts to help us to understand what it means to be a Christian living in a dark world. We're light. And we're to illustrate and be the channels of your agape love to others. And so many times, we're so wrapped up in our own concepts of what we consider to be love that we're nowhere near the Bible description. Bible love is sanctified love, set apart love, separated kind of love that's so different and so powerful to draw lost sinners unto Jesus Christ. We pray that you'd help us to view ourselves through the prism of your word and not through our own ideas and opinions. And I pray that you'd straighten out our thinking, that we might go forth as active witnesses in our community so that other people can know how wonderful our God is and how genuine and how glorious His love is that attacks sin with all the weapons of heaven in Jesus Christ and came out the victor. Oh, Father, I pray that you would help us to allow your word to get a hold of our hearts that we might be active witnesses for thee. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Be safe. Stay inside tonight. Okay?